Good night, radio listeners. I am Apostle Janice James of Sharma Outreach Movement. Sharma Outreach Movement is a faith-based organization that reaches out to people, taking them from where they are to where God wants them to be, to a place of wholeness, fulfillment, and purpose in Jesus Christ. The aim in this series of our regional program is to reach out to believers in particular and to the backslider to help them improve their outcomes by improving their relationship with God and their actions so that they can live the new life of a kingdom citizen and get the kind of results they desire in their life. We hope that by what we say and do, non-believers will desire to become believers. Today, we continue our topic, Becoming Unstuck. To discuss this step-by-step process with me are Minister Alenia Hendricks.
Good night, radio listeners.
Minister Elizabeth Purcell Sargent.
Good night, radio listeners.
And Minister Kentron Gray.
Good night, radio listeners.
In our last session, we discussed the rewriting or the reworking of your story. We said that you and I have the power to change our story. Both the story we tell to describe the past events of our life and the one we write that will speak our future into existence. We also said that we can rewrite our story whether the change we need to make is small, like stop eating cheesecake, you know, or huge, starting your own business. We can all begin a new storyline for our life starting right now.
So true.
In today's session, we are going to discuss the people we need, that is our cast and crew, to rewrite our story. So let us start off with our declaration. Today, I choose carefully who I spend time with.
Today, I choose carefully who I spend time with.
Relationships empower me to move forward or remain stuck.
Relationships empower me to move forward or remain stuck.
Whatever courage I need to speak up, make changes, or show up differently in my relationships, I will muster that courage.
Whatever courage I need to speak up, make changes, or show up differently in my relationships, I will muster that courage.
My most important aim is to please God, not people. And I am at peace with the fact that sometimes it will be impossible to do both. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you're going to rewrite your script, you need a cast and crew. These are the people or the players who make your story possible. The story of your life would be very interesting if you were the only starring character in it. Now, as you rewrite your story, create a picture that is amazing, exactly as God imagined it for you. No need to play small. This is your life. The best stories are rich with characters. You need people in your life story who will help you in different ways.
That is so true, Apostle. And one of the people that we need, or the type of people that we need, is people who will bring out our best, our very best.
Yes.
For us to be unstoppable and really live a life that is unstuck, we need people around us who inspire our best self to emerge. People who will cause us to live our best life ever. And these are people who will stretch us and challenge us, but also love and believe in us. Being around them doesn't drain your energy. You know, it has some people that really bring you down. No, we want people that will be energizing. These people, they are energizing. I know for me, I have a few such people in my life, and I thank God for that.
Amen. Amen.
Excellent. You know, and radio listeners, you also need people who will spark good energy. These are people who share your values. I definitely look for people who value God as much as I do. This enables me to have a team who is moving in the same direction with me and who are spiritually compatible. Right now, I would say my leadership team that I have in my life definitely inspire me because they value God as much as I do.
Amen. 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 I totally agree with you, Minister Alenia. You also need people who raise the bar. You have to also include people in your life who inspire you and whom you respect and admire for how they live their lives. These include friends, family members, mentors, co-workers, and even spiritual leaders. Right now, I also have people such as these in my life who causes me to lift the bar in my life, who raises me to and encourages me to go further.
Yep. And there are some people in your life today who are better off with you. While you play a starring role as you write your story, remember, it is not all about you. In the best story, your life will have a positive effect on the people around you. So, these are people you will make a difference in their lives. You will have a contribution to make that serves them, that makes them better, that grows them, that inspires them in every way. So, inspire them to rewrite their own story. Some of the people in your life won't have much to give because you may be giving and serving, but they cannot return that favor. But you will have the opportunity to learn and grow alongside them.
Yes. Pay attention to the fact that not everyone can play a role in your story. So as you consider the criteria for your support system, consider who are the people you need to have in your life as part of your new story. Make a list. Becoming the person God has called you to be requires being very intentional about the people in your life.
True.
Yes.
Just write the name of such people. Write it down. And you will discover that there are people you have to pinpoint who you want to put into your story. We have this worksheet and we have it on Facebook, in our Sharma Outreach Facebook page, which we are using today. So we invite you to check it out on our Facebook page. Now, on the worksheet, you have to write the names of people who bring out the best in you personally and professionally. You have to write people who spark good chemistry with you. You have to raise the people who raise the bar. And you have to write about the people you're working with who are better off with you. So we're just going to dig into that a little bit. So Elizabeth, you can share with us.
Well, I will talk about the people who are better off with me. And I will speak specifically about two of my co-workers, Mrs. Riley and Mrs. Rojas. They work alongside me, and I would always have a word for them, or they would always come to me if they have an issue or a problem and maybe ask me to pray for them, or I would give them a positive word. There are some instances where I would have helped them, you know, by purchasing groceries to assist the family and so on. And it just inspires me to know that I have a positive impact on their lives.
Amen, amen. Amen. And what do you think about those individuals who are in your life and in regards to raising the bar? I will have to think about Dr. Chris. Yeah? She always challenged me as a individual to go further, to see more, you know, to go beyond. Yeah? And yes. I really have to say that she is one person in my life that challenges me to raise the bar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you need somebody, you need people in your life to raise the bar, raise the limits in your life.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And you know what, Minister Kendra? Those people bring out your best personally and yes. even professionally.
True. Yes.
And
yes.
I have been blessed with people in both categories. For me, I'll say, you know, on the personal level, Apostle Janice James, she really pushes me beyond the limit in the best way she knows how. And on the professional level, I'm equally fortunate to have Mr. Busting.
Amen. Yes, did you notice something? Did you notice that as you made your list, there were some people you wish you could place on one of those lists? But being honest with yourself.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yes. Sometimes were you even tempted to make someone fit into the list, you know, but they just don't belong.
Yes.
Yeah, reality. You know, you're not alone with that, right? But here's one way to keep you from getting stuck in a dead-end relationship. Listen. Stop expecting people to get unstuck if they don't want to. Accept them right where they are, but refuse to be stuck with them.
Amen.
If you have been holding your breath, waiting for someone to do right, to show up or to be there for you, and they simply haven't, waiting long is probably not going to make any difference, except God tells you to do that.
And make sure it's God tell you, because you know what I realize? That if you expect something from someone that they just cannot give, this keeps you stuck in a holding pattern, waiting for them to change before you change. And without realizing, what I was doing is using this person as an excuse for not getting on with my life and the things that I knew God was calling me to do. And this is why I was stuck. But since I learned that lesson, I have made this decision. I do not expect from anyone what they will not or cannot give me.
Amen. That is great, Minister Aline. Yeah. And in order to move on with the business of life, the question you need to answer now with this decision is, assuming this person is not going to make a shift in their behavior, what shift do I need to make in my behavior? It is freeing to stop waiting on something that is not coming. It is empowering to realize that God has a plan for your life, even if it involves navigating around challenges and stresses. When you rewrite your story, make sure your cast and your crew want to be in the story you're writing.
That is crucial.
Yes.
All right. The story that gets written won't be the one God has placed in your heart. It will be a story about other people. Yes. They will make the decision for you. You see? So if you're not living your vision, guess what? You'll be living somebody else's vision.
Amen. This is so important to understand. In this journey of life, not everyone will appreciate your spiritual maturity and faith. And if you allow such an important part of who you are to be devalued by someone else, guess what? You begin to devalue it too.
That is so right. But on this point, we're going to pause right here because we're going to stop. We have reached the end of our program for today. And as we close, we urge you to rewrite your script. And as you do, be sure to allow the right people to be in the story with you. Remember to go to our Facebook page to get that worksheet. And so join with us as we pray.
Yes, Lord. So we thank you for opening our eyes to the need to be as discerning as possible about the people in our lives. Help us to attract the type of people whose values and interests align with our own. People who will bring out our best as we bring out theirs. Give us the courage to cut off those friendships that are not fruitful and the wisdom to repair relationships that are broken but divinely orchestrated. As we rewrite the script of our life, make clear the people who are meant to play a role. Lord, help us to nurture those relationships that we have with people closest to us. Strengthen our relationship skills so that we are our authentic selves. Help us to step into the shoes of others and give us greater compassion so that we can forgive. Show us the habits, Lord, that hold our relationships back and help us to transform them in Jesus' name.
Amen. This is Apostle Janice James saying, we are looking forward to reaching out to you on the 2nd and the 4th Saturday of each month. In our next session on the 24th, we will continue on this topic of becoming unstuck. Now, together with my team, we say,
Jesus loves you just as you are.
Goodbye.